you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The field of sport is diverse, exciting, thrilling, and interesting, with a number of opportunities waiting to be explored and consumed. Today on Career Talk, we begin a three-part series looking at the various professions in the sporting arena. On this week's edition, we highlight the work of football coaches. Welcome to the program. It's always a feeling of jubilation when your favorite sport team wins a championship. However, it can be a feeling of utter disdain when your team is on the losing end. Coaches in general are often on the bittersweet end of those two spectrums, whether they are being congratulated for winning or bashed for losing. It takes a lot of courage and hard work to be a coach, as the profession is result-driven. Assistant coach of the University of the West Indies Football Club, Andrew Peart, tells us that coaching in Jamaica is quite demanding.
First of all, to become a coach, one must be a leader because you are in charge of everything that goes on at a football club, mainly on the field. Also, it's about talent, of course, so not all leaders can be football coaches.
Coaching is sometimes an unrewarding profession because of how often coaches get sacked, but it's a learning curve.
Like most things in life, it has its challenges, of course, but it's not a challenge that you see to escape from, not one that you fear. It's one that you embrace and try to improve and do better with everything you do. So even if you win, you always have to be a little bit self-critical.
Assistant coach UEFC, Andrew Peart. Football coaches should possess the art of on and off the field tactics and skills. This is necessary as coaches must have the ability to interact with players on a one-on-one basis, as well as have match-winning turning points for the overall benefit of a team. Football player Dina Scaff says coaches are the forefront of any team.
Well, the coaches are very important to the players because without the coaches, you wouldn't be able to strategize properly and train properly and be united in such a way that they can have unity on the field in terms of passing, communication.
He also underscores that to become a coach is relatively easy, but the work that comes with it is hard.
The coaches analyze the other teams and find out their weaknesses, the players, and we go there and execute the tactics that they bring forward. So the coaches are the ones who really do the work behind the scenes so the players can really look good.
Players rely heavily on coaches to instruct, guide, and support them on and off the field. Mr. Peart says, having garnered the experience in football coaching, it's a profession that is attractive and job seekers will reap benefits from it once they do the adequate work.
Once you have that passion, that inclination towards football coaching, and you figure that playing is no longer for you, then sure.
To become a football coach requires completion of coaching courses administered by the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, and prospective coaches may also opt to study overseas. If you are an enthusiastic football fan and would enjoy helping others to become better at the game, then football coaching could be the perfect job for you. Courses in coaching are offered at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sport or the University of Technology. With studio engineer Andre Pama, I'm Shanara Ferron, and this has been another edition of Career Talk. Thanks for listening and join us next time.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. Come April 1, the National Land Agency, NLA, will increase fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increases. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.